Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Mandy Williams, the Vice President of Product Development and Design with Oriental Weavers USA. Mandy, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Most people know of your company as OW. I think you made that switch a while back. You have recently been promoted, and I want to talk about that. First, let's get to your background. You went to the University of Georgia and studied interior design. You grew up in Dalton. You started your career with Springs and then have now been spent 20 years at OW. Is that right?
That's right. I actually started at Bolyu Rugs and then Springs bought Bolyu. So that led me to where I am now.
Well, and so tell us, Vice President of Product Development and Design, you're in charge of what OW USA sells, right?
Yes, absolutely. I look to trend, design, color, and figure out the direction that we're going to go as far as those aspects of it. And then I work closely with Andy on determining what constructions we need to hit, what kind of price points we need to hit, which really just kind of leads us into our end product. And then I direct the design team on, you know, which direction we want to go as far as pattern, as far as color usage, and those types of things to make sure we're moving in the right direction.
You mentioned Andy. That's Andy Brumlow, who's also recently elevated his position. He's Chief Commercial Officer with OW USA. Let's talk about business. How's business right now?
It's not great. It's a little soft right now. The discount segment is still pretty good, and there's definitely still a place for high-end product right now. The middle is definitely being squeezed. Consumers in that range have less disposable income, which obviously is reflected in sales.
All right. I was looking at your website, and I saw a style named Tortuga, which has a tremendous texture to it. So that's kind of what's changing, right? To give us an update on a little bit on what's changing in the area of business for style and design.
Well, like you're talking about Tortuga, we obviously see a lot of texture out there, and that's actually an ultimate performance product, which has been a big segment for us. We have rugs that can go indoors and outdoors. They're really, really easy care. They're great for families with pets or with children. It's been a good segment for us. And then also to get the texture in there is really nice. It almost has the look of like a jute product or seagrass. So overall, from a product development and design perspective, we're seeing a bit of a shift away from what we see as traditional and leaning a little bit toward modern. We see more simplistic patterns and colors with kind of a global or artistic aesthetic. And this kind of also leans into that texture that you were just talking about.
Okay, so for the listener's benefit, traditional is that area rug look where you had a box and then you had fringe on the edge. And so there's less of that going on, right?
Yes, yes, less of that. You know, in the high-end segment, obviously, we still see some of that with a more modern take, like brighter colors, more open patterns. But the very, very traditional, we have definitely seen a drop in that.
You know, back 20 years or so ago, a family would have what they called heirloom area rugs, which had that traditional look. Grandmothers called them Persian rugs, and they were hand woven and they were made out of wool, and they were in the $1,000 range. So that market, except for a few exceptions, are less of where the volume is, right?
Yes. I think people see in general area rugs as more of an accessory now, so less of an heirloom and more of just an accessory that can be changed out to change the look of a room. So it's kind of like a, you know, a throw pillow or any other type of accessory. They kind of see it as something they can bring in to bring in new color, new pattern. But then when they want to move on and move on to the next trend, they can take that rug out and just get a new one. And we're seeing a lot of those heirloom looks. We're seeing those replicated in like the washable styles and things you see. You see those kind of vintage heirloom looks, but they're being replicated in prints where you can kind of get that look, but it's a very less expensive product.
What is the average price point now for a consumer for a 5x8?
That kind of moves in segments also. So for the mid-range, you would have probably between like $199 to $249, even down as low as $149. And then for the higher end, I would say $299 to $399 would be the strongest price point. And that's for our market. Okay. Obviously, there's much higher end out there, but for our market, that's kind of where we are.
All right. I'm curious, Mandy. So Oriental Weavers, OW, Egyptian-based company, and you work in the USA business. How much interaction is there in the style and design direction from the folks in Cairo?
They do a lot of stuff for the rest of the world. They're kind of global, and we focus on the U.S. So We do our own design work for the U.S. market, and we send it over here to be woven, to be sampled, more that kind of scenario. I guess in a way, we kind of lead them on what the U.S. market needs.
As it should be.
Yes, absolutely. And they're obviously really good at what is going on elsewhere. But for the U.S. market, we definitely see what's going on here, see what our customers need, and work that way.
All right, Mandy. Well, congratulations on your promotion, and thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Mandy Williams, the Vice President of Product Development and Design with OWUSA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.